You let's begin at the beginning. Danny, how did you get interested in tug of war?
Miles, I was moving home in 1977 and it was in Kilmany tug of war. It was a tug of war down the Kilmany Festival. And there's two different days. It was a black tug of war, at black as one's not under the rules. Had it on the Thursday night. And I went down and a few boys would gather up a team to the local pub and we won it. And Peter Ogie and Wally Gill and all them boys were standing, Patsy Noon, were all standing watching. And they asked me, what do you be interested in pulling with the big team, the Kilmany Tug of War Club? I just joined the association the year before. I used to go our association. And I says, I would if I get onto the anchor. But so I started then right away with Peter and them. And we're out in every competition. And we're training away. I had plenty of power, Miles, plenty of power, but slipping and falling and slipping and falling. And Peter and myself went over in Patsy Noon to the Sugar field, and we learned me how to pull, you know, the right way to do it. Mm-hmm. And took a long time, used lightweight, took it into the rhythm. So the next thing at all, we were in the World Championship in 78 in Dundalk. That was my first world under, I was in Dundalk, and we done pretty well there. Then
you were on the anchor at this stage, were you?
I was on the anchor then, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Then 79, then we went down. We were competition down in Kilmany again, and we were in All Ireland in Wexford the next morning. We went down to competition in down to Kilmany Festival, and we took another notion. Then we'd go to Wexford. So we landed home that night at 12 o'clock, got up at 4 and headed away to Wexford next morning, and we got bit in the final. That bowling team bit us in the final. That was 1979.
Mm-hmm.
Then 1980, then we won the All-Ireland in 1980, and we represented Ireland in 1980 and Switzerland. We came fifth, but Miles, we only thought we were a team. You know, we're very, very green, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And we met Arthur Stewart from Fannett. He was a great coach of the Beechill Blues in Luton. And a great talk to him about the coaching part of it. Andy McDade was a Lincoln team. He was anchor. We talked and we learned a lot of things with them after that. And that was 1980. Then we were done then, moved along. And we're still winning a lot of competitions. But we weren't good enough for the World Championships, and money was a problem and everything else. We were building houses and one thing another. So we kept moving on to 1987 then. The European Championship was up in Wexford, and the boys wouldn't go down and said we weren't good enough. So I went down, me and Dennis Devlin and a couple of the boys down to see it, and that's where they were a demonstration that weekend at Andover to Wire Miles.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it, and I took a wide notion of this indoor to go over. I came home, and I told the boys all about it. I went down to the Ballyfin Hotel, and I measured the hotel. And Big Paddy says to me, what are you doing? You're going to buy the place. I says, no, I'm going to run five-a-side to go over in it. So she said, go ahead. So I got Pat Doherty and myself went away to Glengarry for a belt and went out and got started. And every Wednesday night, we were packed from Cranford. Fannett men every night were packed, and at 2 o'clock in the morning, Andor went down a treat all along. We kept going on then, and we stayed outdoor and indoor for a few years, and finally we changed over to indoor.
Mm-hmm.
And the next indoor world championship was in 1993 in Wales. That was the first indoor world championship from Wales, and we went to Wales then, and we got a two or three lads, Daniel and Nolan, them got a gold medal there, and we got a silver representing Ireland. And then we came back, and then 1995 the World Championship was in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And the boys said, I said, we're going to Spain, and the lad says, where are we going to get the money to go to Spain? So I said, I think it was 350 to go there, Miles. 350 or 450. So I backed them. I says, lads, could you drop 150 and I'll get the rest of the money? So they said they'd drop 150. So I went to two contractors and raised the money, and I told the boys what I'd done. And I says, if we've won, we'll have no bother raising the money. If we lost, we'll have a big job selling tickets. So we landed in Spain, and we won two gold medals in Spain, won the Open and representing 680, and never got a warning.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a mighty team. That was a mighty team.
Was that your first world gold medal?
That's the first world gold medal for the from any club. Well, a few, as I say, a few lads won a few, a 93 for the representing, but that was the first one for the club, which was a big, big achievement at the Kilmarnock club. By the way, there's some hilly and dooly, and we'll come back, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I know what I think. And then 95, 97, then it was in England, went over to England to Torbay to the World Championships, and that's the time I'm telling you, the plane nearly came down on us. We were there at 10 o'clock in the night, and we didn't get up there to 1 o'clock in the morning because the plane nearly came down on us, and we had to fly back to London again. And then the next step then was 99 in Carlo. I think we got a gold medal in 99 in Carlo. Great, good team. It wasn't good enough to represent, you know what I mean? Good team, but it wasn't good enough to represent. And then went on then to 2000. I think we were in, I think we got silver medals out in Holland. 2001 then. We built the Tokawashi then on 2000 miles. That's when we built the Tokawashi in 2000. And 2002, then we're in Cork for the World Championships. In Cork, we got a silver and bronze medal up there.
So overall, Danny, you know, how many world medals came to Clonmany over those years, or many national titles?
Over national championships, we have over 60 national championships between youths and everything. Gold medals, world medals, we have over 11 gold medals between youths and the team, between everything. Myself an anchor, I won 37 All-Ireland medals in anchor, and coaching youths and senior, I won 21. So I have 58 All-Ireland medals altogether, plus a couple of gold medals.
That's a fairly impressive collection in any man's language in any sport.
I suppose it is when you look back at it, but there, you know, all them years we've been at it, it's not that many medals when, you know, you've usually five or six nationals a year. It doesn't amount a while up, but over the years it amounts to a very bit. You know what I mean?
It sure does.
Mm.
And tell me, is tug of war as strong now as it was at the beginning, say?
Well, I was over in Sweden last year at outdoor tug of war, and it was the biggest turnout at outdoor tug of war in Sweden since 95. So a lot of people tell you tug of war is fading. It's not fading. It's just the people around here hasn't got the interest in it because there's too much training to be done. A lot of training to be done. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. What makes a good tug of war puller?
A good tug of war puller needs to be a good, jolly, happy type of person, and a man working hard every day. That type of man there, you couldn't hit him, you know. Miles, if you men working or plastic or concreting or that kind of thing, he's no call for gym work. He's automatic, strong man. And I'm not saying the lorry drivers or M's not strong, but they would be lot softer, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They'd be a lot softer. But and then the right man to train them. And that's the secret of training, Miles, is a high rope. And all these trainers, they're pulling the team outdoor and indoor, they're pulling far too low. And you have to train the team high, and the team will get his own balance then when it comes down to a certain width, you know what I mean?
And is it important as to where you put men on a rope as well?
Oh, yes, you need a good front rope. Years and years ago, Daniel Ranty, he was the front rope on our man. He was a mighty man on the front rope. He was unbelievable. And then as the years went on, then Daniel Conn, he was the next man. And now I have a nephew, Daniel Sean Doherty. So you need men coming on all the time, and you need, as you say, it's important to have number one, number two, number three, and the same in anchorman. And you have to, number seven's the same, number six. You have to have a good team in front of you, a good bunch of happy men with a bit of fun and joy and a bit of laugh and a fun. And if you have a happy camp, you'll do anything. But after 10 or 15 years sometimes, the boys, the happiness goes out of it, and the loss, the crack and the joke on it, you know what I mean?
So you need new people coming in all the time?
You need new people coming in all the time. You know what I mean, Miles?
You're an anchor man. What special talents does an anchor man need?
Well, let's put it this way, Miles. You've never seen a ship without an anchor.
True.
You need a man with him back in the back, solid and sturdy, and high push the power through the legs. And out door, you turn around your side, and in door, you pull straight, and you keep, especially in door, you keep pressuring every 8 men, pressure and keep pressuring. Work as a team, like the flight steel horses. You work as a team, keep squeezing to get after the opposition on the far side, and you'll not do that except you have a high rope and power going through the legs.
Mm-hmm. You stepped down as chairperson of Clonmanitou War Club there, having spent 40 years there. Did you do what's the right thing? I understand that you're, I suppose, looking forward to the World Championships in the Aura Leisure Centre in Letterkenny in 2020, where you had a big influence in getting them to Letterkenny.
Yes, Miles. I tried it four or five years ago, trying to get it in at one to Mayo, so I even called an EGM and I lost it, but that's not to say now I got it, thanks, but I got it at Letterkenny this time. But as I say, I stepped down from the chair, because it's time for a young man to go with the club. So I have young Daniel Jr. now, chairman, man of authority, the secretary, and my own son, Gregory, the treasurer. So it's time for new blood, and they're not babies. You know what I mean? They've been a tug of war a long time. And several people said to me, why did you not wait to 2020? Well, I have enough to keep me going now from 2020 to raise money for this World Championship like the Guinea, between tickets and looking for sponsorship, and that'll keep me going, and I'll still be in the background if anybody wants me. I'm still there. Tug of War will always be in my heart.
And the World Championship, that's a big coup to get a World Championship in any sport to your native county.
It is, Miles. That is my dream. My dream all my life was one on Ireland. My dream was one of World Championships. My dream was to build a clubhouse, and now my dream is to get the World Championships and things. So thanks be to God. God must be backing me on the way. So I got the World Championship for 2020.
And with that in view, you're hoping to raise a few bob. I think you have a draw underway at the moment.
I've got a draw at the minute now. I have tickets everywhere now at the minute, Miles. €10, or €10 a line. And I'm hoping on good prizes. And hopefully everybody will buy a line and help me out to get some money for this World Championship, you know what I mean.